that, we know that we are victorious. Well, let's go before the Father, we thank and praise you for this day that you have made. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you for a good night's sleep. As I was setting up this morning and just thinking that there was somebody out there who did not have a home, who did not have air conditioning, who did not have water to drink, O Lord, in the heat. Father, we just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you provide the things that are needed for individuals who are in need of such. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us to be able to be a blessing to them in some way, whether it's just handing them an ice-cold bottle of water, oh God, or offering them prayer, or even, Lord, if you put it on our hearts to give a meal to them, Lord. We just thank you that you have so prepared us and so blessed us to be a blessing to someone else. Father, we ask you, please forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, I thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call this morning, those who have been on since the inception of the call, part of TMC since the inception of the call, and those who are the first-time callers. Lord, you know what we need, stand in need of. We just thank and praise you, Lord, for blessing that need. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire Artists International family. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that they heard your word, Lord, that they watered their faith by the word of God as they started this call and as Artists International was started. Father, we thank you, Lord, for showering them with blessings, for ordering their footsteps, being that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And, Father, we thank and praise you that each and every person, that they made it back safely from Orlando, Florida. Father, we thank you for watching over Dr. P.K. Roberts as she's with her family, Lord, during this time of bereavement, oh, Lord. And we know, Lord, that they are rejoicing because the loved one is at home with you. So continue to comfort Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire family. Father, we thank and praise you for the man of God who will bring a word this morning. We thank you for Pastor Chuck, oh, Lord, that we know that the word that he brings is always is nourishment to our souls, oh, Lord, and that we will go out and bless somebody else with it. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have blessed this entire congregation. Everything that his hands touched has prospered, that you've blessed him, the books that he writes as well as the music that he ministers to each and every one of us. Father, now we thank you that this word is going forth with clarity, that not a drop of it, not a morsel of the word will be dropped, because we are hearers of the word, not only hearers, but we are doers. And we have already commanded that the airwaves are lining up with your word, because they are saturated by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let us nourish our souls and let us nourish our souls with the word of God as we go forth on this Water Your Faith Wednesday. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. God bless you, and thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this Water Your Faith Wednesday. So we thank God for that tag for this morning, and we praise God for you and your faithfulness. Well, welcome, 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 each and every single one of you, to the Master's Call. God morning to you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, where it is still dark outside, but I'm saying Jesus is the light 24/7, and truly we serve an amazing God. And the mission statement for this, the Master's Call, is that when you dial in every Monday through Friday, that your life will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Minister Willa faithfully open this call up in prayer, and every day we close this call in prayer, and on Fridays we even take your prayer requests. But not only on those days, but we actually have a website where we, every single day, 24/7, are available to take your prayer requests, your praise report, and your testimonies. So let me give you that information for our website. Our website address is www.themasterscall.net. Once again, www.themasterscall.net. And when you visit our website, you will see our prayer directives that are on there. You will see our bios for our speaker. You will see all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call on October the 25th of 2010. And you will see information about our founders. And if it was not for their yes, then we would not have this platform. So I thank God daily for our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is traveling, and also our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who made it safely back from Orlando, Florida. And so I thank God for their yes, their commitment, and the vision, for following the vision that God gave them for this, the Master's Call, so that your life truly would be blessed. And so if you are interested in sending us an email with a praise report or a prayer request or a testimony, or maybe you have questions and you want to just reach out, then our email address is info@themasterscall.net. Info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And we will definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we have an opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539598 pound. If you are a part of Artists International, you want to make sure that you head over to that call, because there is so much excitement, being that the Empowerment Conference just ended. There's so much that went on that you want to make sure, if you were not there, that you get connected to find out what new products we have coming up, to find out what we have in store, to find out what the plan is, and definitely how to get you motivated so that you could continue to move your artist business forward. Today is Wednesday, so that means that tonight at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our artist corporate call, and that number is 712-432-0900, and you will dial the PIN code 836-211 pound. Again, the telephone number to dial in is 712-432-0900, and the access code 836-211 pound. And you can also go online to www.artistlive.com so that you can see what's going on with our corporate call. So if you're not a part of Artists International and you want to know more about what Artists International is all about, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and let them share with you truly how your life can be transformed and reshaped, lifted, shifted, and gifted with Appointment with Artists, which will absolutely change your life. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to you a mighty man of God. Definitely, he is a faith change agent and a kingdom builder. He is no stranger to this call. He has been here on Wednesdays ever since the inception of this call, and he is here to greet us and to give us a word straight from the throne room today. Pastor Chuck Brown is the senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He states on his Facebook page that he is married to the most wonderful woman in the world, Marcia Brown, for over 15-plus years, and he is the father to the best son and daughter in the world, Charles III and Christina Eve. Pastor Chuck is a graduate of Morehouse College in Business Administration, and his love and his wife, Marcia, is a graduate of Spelman College. Pastor Chuck has been pastoring over 6 years, and he states that they have experienced highs and lows, and they also have the experience of Hurricane Katrina. But God has been faithful and good to them as they remain consistent in their assignment and their purpose. Pastor Chuck started his ministry with 16 people, and now he has a ministry over 500-plus members. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. Pastor Chuck is the author of The Death of the Desperate Woman 1 and also The Death of the Desperate Woman Revised Edition. And if you don't have that book, then I invite you to get that book in your hands today and allow your life to be changed. His musical group, Chuck Maestro NYV, will also be releasing their newest album, Crossing Over, shortly. If you would like more information on his ministry, go to his Facebook page, which is Pastor Chuck Brown, or visit his ministry at www.kdfwc.org. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much, my sister, Minister Tiffany, and Minister Willis, for all that you all have done to carry on this call, this ministry. We're grateful for you and your service, as well as the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa. We love them with the love of the Lord. Let's get right into what God has for us on this morning. I've been sharing the last few times that I've been on the line in the series that actually by the end, by summer's end, May, I don't want to give a date, but we're pushing for summer's end to be the release for this new book, My Release is My Release. My Release is My Release. And this series is strictly purposed to bring you from resentment to love, from bitterness to forgiveness, from separation to reconciliation. And I don't have time right now to review everything that we've covered the past few weeks that I've shared, but I will say that whenever we walk in unforgiveness, we are actually walking in sin. God does not forgive those who refuse to forgive others, and he expects forgiven people to forgive people. The point of it is that you don't have to hold on to offense. You don't have to hold on to pain. You don't have to hold on to animosity or hostility. You can release that. And the moment you release that, you yourself are released. Your release is in your release. I believe that it's a very sad thing to go through life in a self-imposed prison. It's sad to live a life of bondage when you aren't just holding the chains, but also holding the key. Go through years of not speaking only to discover that all of that time was wasted, that can never be regained. There are some things that have to be cast out of us, put out of us, that we have to be delivered from. But to be honest, we can be set free of many other issues by simply letting go. Today I want to move from release to a form of recovery. God's recovery system of forgiveness is through reconciliation. And because I realize this is not something that we can rush through, I'm going to just take my time and where we complete today, I'll pick up on next week. One thing I must say off the top is this: reconciliation is not the same as forgiveness. It's not. Forgiveness can be instantaneous while reconciliation really isn't immediate. Just because I forgive you doesn't mean that we immediately return back to where we were, nor does it mean that we have to reconnect. I don't have to be your best friend again after what happened. If you know, people who've gone through bitter divorces, sometimes they can forgive, and they don't necessarily have to be cool with the person again, maybe one day, but not necessarily this day. I need time to recover, and the process of reconciliation helps in my recovery. That's not what Scripture is saying to us. Scripture is not telling us that we have to reconnect totally just to be reconciled. However, it is incumbent upon us to open our spirits to the possibility of reconciliation. And this leads me to where we are on today, and I hope that this word blesses you. First thing I want to share with you is this. Number one, reconciliation is only possible where peace is attainable. Reconciliation is only possible where peace is attainable. Now, reconciliation comes with many definitions, and these definitions cause many opinions and perspectives to run amok. Honestly, how something is defined is important because an agreement on the meaning of that word can either bring revelation or further separation. So while reconcile can be defined as a return to friendly relations or even mean to settle an argument, I want to approach it a little different. My definition of reconciliation, or reconcile rather, is to cause to coexist in harmony, to cause to coexist in harmony. Doesn't mean we're Trump tight again, but it does mean that we can exist harmoniously. Harmony isn't singing in harmony is not the same as singing in unison. Unison is based on every person singing the same exact notes on the same exact pitch at the same exact time. Harmony, however, is a little different. Harmony connects singers at the same time, but each singer is singing a different pitch that coincides with the bass note. And you have to understand this more than anything else. In order for there to be reconciliation, that means you're going to have to be a peacemaker. Now, remember what I said. Reconciliation is only possible where peace is attainable. Here's the thing. Peace is never attainable when you refuse to be spiritual. I told the ministry, I believe I shared this with you all as well, that you can never, unless you can pray for a person, you can't even really forgive them. It's a spiritual thing. Forgiveness is always spiritual. Forgiveness is always spiritual, which means that we can't allow our flesh to get in the way through anger and hostility. When we allow our anger to overcome our spirituality, we create a scenario in which we cannot make peace. Peacemakers make peace where there is no peace. Think about it. A toy maker sees that there is no toy, creates one. An automobile maker sees that there is no car and makes one. A shoemaker sees that there is no shoe and creates one. A peacemaker realizes that there is no peace in the scenario and goes about the business of making what was not there. Matthew 5:9, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons and daughters of God." A lot of you would be much further along in life if you would learn how to make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. The New Living Translation says that the Lord blesses the peacemakers. I've often heard that a better translation for blessed is happy, that there's a certain level of joy and happiness that I experience when I make peace through release. Oh, yeah, but here's a peace that comes through release. Watch this. Sometimes the best peace I've ever experienced happened when I released something. I remember some years ago I was struggling with a particular car. I was struggling to make the notes and so forth because it was a car that I couldn't afford at the time. And so I was avoiding the collector's call, and then they even got into a place where you start lying to get more time, and you're listening for the sound of a tow truck outside your house. That just brings more and more stress. I got to the point, and I talked to my wife, and I said, let's call these people. And I called the bank and said, come get your car, because I'm not going to allow this one thing to cause chaos in my entire life. Yes, I may be inconvenienced for a minute while I get back on my feet, but I have the peace of you not calling me and having to deal with threats. There is a peace that comes through release. The joy comes to me when I make peace in situations where there is none. Why do we only believe God for stuff that is tangible and refuse to believe him for the impossible? Sit around praying all day for money when actually we should be praying for peace, egging on situations, aggravating them instead of trying to find ways to make peace. You're creating scenarios that will cause further chaos instead of looking for ways to create peace in your heart. God blesses those who make peace. Now, Psalms 34, verses 12 to 14. This New Living Translation, it says this: does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace search for peace. Search for it. Search for peace and work to maintain it. I'm sure I can speak for all of us that we all want to have long and prosperous lives, but the psalmist is clear on how that happens. You have to search for peace and you have to work to maintain it, which means that it's not easy. Nobody's even implying that, but it is necessary if you want to experience a blessed, long, and prosperous life. Look for peace. Search for common ground that can facilitate peace, and then you work to maintain it. Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you. Here's the second principle I want to share this morning. Peace is not attainable where your thoughts are unmanageable. Peace is not attainable when your thoughts are unmanageable. Before I get into this principle good, understand something. This is not based on your idea of peace. It's God's peace. Just like our concept of love can only be true love when it demonstrates God's love, it is also incumbent upon us to realize that this is God's peace. God's peace cannot be revealed if we don't manage our thinking. There are horrendous, absolutely horrible things that have happened to many of us. We're on the line right now with men and women who've had various experiences that were traumatic. I won't even begin to name them, but they're very traumatic. But here's what I say to all of us. You cannot go the rest of your life replaying those things in your head. You have to release it once and for all without the option of ever thinking about it again. And if the thoughts do come, we understand that we can bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. So peace. It's only possible when we keep our minds on God. We become peacemakers because we allow our minds to cease thinking about the offense and allow God to come into play. Problem is, we refuse to let our minds go to God, and instead, we keep going there. Don't go there anymore. Your mind has to be managed by you. Don't let it go where it wants to go. Be the purveyor of your thoughts. You determine the direction of your thinking. Because he trusts in thee. Trust that God's plan for reconciliation is better than your plan for revenge and hurt. Our plan for dealing with unforgiveness falls short when compared to God's plan for reconciliation. Pastor, why are you going through all of this? I think that it's important to lay this foundation, because if I don't, then you'll immediately dismiss everything else that I'm going to say, because you will rightfully believe that you cannot do this. You are right. You can't just forgive a person who is unfaithful to you without having something more powerful in you making it happen. You cannot forgive somebody who hurts your family without having someone more powerful than you on the inside of you making it happen. We can't even start talking about getting things all the way right without you understanding that God expects for his children to be the makers of peace. And that's only going to happen when we get our minds fixed on him. Go to one more scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. And again, this is New Living Translation. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. Hear me. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Watch this. No longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. Listen, here's number three. Let me give you number three. Our thoughts cannot be managed as long as painful events remain memorable. Our thoughts cannot be managed as long as painful events remain memorable. Let's say it one more time. Our thoughts can't be managed as long as painful events remain memorable. Stop keeping score. Scorekeeping is one of the most detrimental factors in reconciliation. And this verse, particularly in verse 19, tells us that when it came down to us being reconciled to the Father, he didn't count anything against us. That right there should shut this phone line down, because we know how messed up we were. We know how foul we've been. We know we've done some messed up stuff against God. But despite all of that, Christ didn't keep count. I'm so glad he didn't, because I'd be in trouble. He understood that the reconciliation was more important than the violation. They violated you, Father, but let's wipe the scoreboard clean. They're losing when it comes down to sin versus obedience, but ignore the score. If God really kept score, then we could never have victory. Oh, if God kept score, we'd never be delivered. We wouldn't even have salvation. Thank God that he fired the scorekeeper. But God expects us to do the same thing. Yes, we're supposed to represent Christ, not just by getting people to go to church with us, but but by also reconciling folk to him without keeping score. Listen, it's bigger than you. At the end of the day, we are supposed to point them to God. I know your feelings are hurt, but you can't stay in that state. I know you're emotionally scarred, but don't stay in that state. Now, before you shut me down with all this, well, I'm only human excuses, make up your mind. Are we Christians or not? Are we new creations or not? When we accepted them into our lives, do we expect to be changed or not? Then you're going to have to do like he did when it came down to you and stop keeping score. The thing about keeping score is that it is often one-sided. You conveniently contract amnesia to all that you've done. There's no way that you can win in life unless you're willing to fire the scorekeeper. The devil wants your mind to keep score. She said this, so I'll say that. He did this, so I'll do that. Don't keep score. Don't keep count of what people have done. I know that what they did to me was reprehensible, but once I release them, I have to also release my scoreboard, my scorecard. Looking at the score will constantly remind me of memories that I don't want replayed. And I'm not trying to replay what was experienced. I'm not trying to rehearse what was done. I'm not trying to repeat what was said to me. See, what I'm ministering is the freedom of forgiveness and reconciliation. If you want to stay bound, then go ahead. But as for me, I refuse to go another day holding on to what can be released. I understand that at one point, if you played me, I'd play you. But I'm looking for my release, and I cannot be released and still hold on to the offense. Either hold on to it or let it go. Either keep replaying it or let it go. Either stay chained up or let it go. And by letting it go, I'm letting them go. And then I will find true liberty and peace and freedom in my life, because where that's whom the Son is set free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I lay claim to all of this. I pray that this word has touched you this morning, that has challenged you, that has blessed you most of all, and that you will walk in this word. We love you with God's love. Be blessed.
What an on-time word. Thank you so much, Pastor Chuck, for that powerful message on the freedom of forgiveness and reconciliation. I'm going to be calling you back to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are creating within us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us. Restore the joy of our salvation, God. Make us new today, Father. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that you are now watering our seeds of faith, God, that I speak increase right now in our lives, Father. I thank you right now that we walk out in purpose today, that we walk out being great ministers in the marketplace. I thank you, God, for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice. I thank you for the greater and for the new things that you're doing in our lives. Forgive us of our sins and our wrongs. Doings, oh God, the things that we thought and that we said that were against your will, God, remove anything that's hindering us from being peaceful, God. We release them to you right now that we would be made new, God. Restore the joy of your salvation within us, Father. Make us a new creation, Father. Shape us, God. Shape us, make us, mold us, purify us, purge us right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that there is healing on this line, that there is restoration and deliverance on this line right now. I thank you for Joni, and I thank you, God, that you showed up in the hospital room and you allowed her to get up. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that traveled to and from Orlando and made it to Orlando safely, and God, you allowed them to get back. I thank you for those who are still traveling, Father, and I pray that your angels will take charge over them. I thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon and for Artists International, and I thank you for the new products that you are preparing for us, oh God. For Artists International will not look the same as it looked yesterday, Father.
Father, because you are taking us into greater places as Artists International. And so I thank you, God, and I pray as we go out this day that we go out realizing that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that we have all power in our hands. Why? Because you are God. So we thank you because you are amazing. And we thank you, Father God, for your peace. And I decree and declare these things to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you on the line this morning would like to hear the replay for this call, then I invite you to dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 539598. Pound, once again, 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677 pound. Remember, we'll be heading over to the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598 pound. Remember, go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are, and we will hear you on this line on tomorrow. And the next voice that you will hear with that benediction is none other than that powerful man of God, Pastor Chuck Brown.
Amen. Father, we're grateful for all that we've received on today, all that we've experienced. We come in agreement with those who have petitions before you, and we agree with them by faith, oh God, that it is already done. Bless this day. Allow it to be the greatest day that we've ever experienced. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke frustration. I rebuke all of those things that will hinder our day and hinder us from becoming productive and progressive in this day. God, bless us. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out blessings upon our lives. Allow favor to be the theme of our day. And we'll give you all of the glory for it, all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.